Bhajan Rahasyam class on October 28th. Astayam Sarana. And we heard some verses yesterday about the Padaratam, the meaning of the word Padaratam. What does it mean to be attached to Krishna's feet and from the highest level being attached to Krishna's feet? How attached the gopis are to Krishna's feet, and how they worry about his feet, and how they long to serve his feet, and what is the power of those feet to remove suffering, distress, and then those very feet cause suffering, distress to the gopis. These are the paradoxical, inconceivable ways of love, the movements of love. They're not predictable. Prema of the gopis and Krishna is unpredictable. I believe yesterday we heard about verse. Now we're discussing this adarshanan marma hatam. You will break my heart by not being visible. This, of course, these are the breakdown of the different phrases and words in this verse, ashlishivam parvatam panashtamam, which constitutes this separation, this sambhog, Leela of Radha and Krishna. What are the features of it? Sometimes Radharani's heart is broken by Krishna trampling her and denying his darshan. And sometimes he crushes her by his intimate loving embrace. This is all part of Prem Bhajan. Adarshanan marma hatam. O you Krishna, adarshan, if you don't give me your darshan, you can break my heart by not being visible to me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says these words, marma hatam, indicate agony. In other words, if I don't see you, I'll be full of agony, such intense bereavement and unhappiness. Indicate agony, but it is not, that is not a cause of distress, but of supreme happiness, as Krishna states in 10:32:21. Which we'll read that later. We must always remember that Krishna is a transcendental autocrat. Does everyone know what to mean autocrat? You've heard of democrat. A democrat. Autocrat. Auto, of course, means independent. Autocrat means someone is totally independent and does whatever they want. Autocrat. And they're unpredictable. And a democrat may move in a particular way, and you can predict to some extent, but an autocrat, it's his world. He's transcendental autocrat. He can do whatever he wants at any time, and you can't even predict what he may do at any given time. And everyone is completely, has everyone completely hanging. What will he do now? And no one can move until they take indication from him. He's an autocrat, transcendental autocrat. So Krishna is like that. We have to remember. Because that's what happens. People say, they come to ISKCON, they say, oh, I'm chanting for so long, I'm serving, doing so much service. This Krishna, I don't think he knows that I'm doing all this service. And he's not really reciprocating with me. And so many prayers and so many austerities and so much bhajan and worship and study and all these things. And he should reciprocate. I mean, he says in Gita that I reciprocate. As you surrender unto me, I reciprocate. But he's not telling how he'll reciprocate. We read that verse that as you surrender unto me, then I reward you accordingly. So we might think it's tit for tat. Look, I surrendered, now where's the reward? So we think we may feel from our side, I've really surrendered a lot. I've really done a lot. Now, hey, come on. Where's something from your side? But from his balance, from his viewpoint, or his scale, he might say, you haven't done anything. You haven't surrendered a lot. That's what you think. And now you're getting frustrated. And now you're starting to rebuke me. Acha? All right, go ahead. See where that takes you. See where that gets you. Basically, big nowhere. Because he's the autocrat. So then the devotee thinks, oh, yes, you're the autocrat. But haven't I done a lot? And he may think, yeah, but not enough. Not enough for me to reveal myself. Not enough for me to give darshan. Not enough for me to speak to you from within the heart. I'm still hiding. I'm still going to hide from you for more time. I want more. I want more from you, Aniyur. Are you prepared? Are you ready to give more? Are you prepared? Or is this it? You've reached the end of your rope. You've done, Krishna, this is it. I've done this thing for 9 years, 12 years, and that's it. I mean, if you're not coming through, then I'm out of here. I quit. I'm going elsewhere. ISKCON stinks. Gaudiya Math stinks. And then Radhakund, whatever. You go here, there, everywhere. Doesn't matter where you go, Krishna will still hide. Krishna will still hide. Even if you come to Radhakund, Krishna will hide. Oh, now I've taken my Siddhartha. Krishna's still hiding. Because he's an autocrat. He's a transcendental autocrat. He wants absolute surrender and beyond our conception. Krishna, that's what autocrat means. It means you can't control the responses of the other person. You can't control the responses of the other person. And you can't predict the responses of the other person because he's an autocrat. You may see that someone who doesn't do anything gets full reciprocation from the Lord. May get full blessings. And someone who's breaking his head day and night is getting nothing. That's autocrat. And your mind is telling you, it's not fair. I've done so much. This guy did nothing and he's getting so much. That's autocrat. It doesn't seem fair, his dealings. If you want to confine Krishna or limit Krishna or measure Krishna, then he's no longer God. He's your servant. Krishna, you have to do something. Really? Watch me. We must always remember, we may be giving our best and find, we may be giving our best, I'm trying my best, but yet we find that our offering is being hatefully dishonored. It's being hatefully dishonored. Ah, I don't care anything for what you've done. We may have captured Krishna's lotus feet within our heart, our whole heart. Still, we may be holding on to Krishna, we have our feet, we have our head buried at his feet. And what will he do? He'll pull his feet away from our hands and crush our head with his feet. That's what this means. Break my heart. He may cruelly trample us and not care for all our attempts and all our affection. Or Krishna may be indifferent. He may not even care. Then a devotee will think, oh, Krishna, you're ignoring me? You're neglecting me so much? You don't care to keep any connection with me? That's on one side. Or Krishna may embrace another one right before our eyes. And what does that mean? In the terms of the gopis, from their viewpoint, it means that. Literally embrace. But what does it mean from our viewpoint? Because these prayers are given to us also. They're the outpourings of Mahabhav. In the Gambhir of Lord Chaitanya and Radha Bhav. Radharani speaking these about Krishna, Gopinath. But recorded for the world. And Krishna's coverage says we should chant every day these prayers. So they are for the sadhakas also. So what meaning and what bearing does it have on us in our particular outlook or practices? Then we see, oh, Krishna, you are embracing another right in front of me. What does that mean? That means embracing means giving yourself to someone else. You're making yourself available to some other devotee. You're giving so much mercy to him. It appears he's done so little and he's gained so much from you. Why? You're making me burn with envy now. And you see in a sadhu samaj or in the association of devotees that some devotees can't tolerate. They say, oh, how is this new devotee? He's coming up so fast. He's coming up so fast and he's making so much advancement. Ah, what is this? It's not fair. It's not right. Do you know I am a direct disciple of so-and-so. I've been so many years in the movement. But this new devotee, huh, what is this? Why is Krishna doing? Krishna is right in front of me. He's getting all the mercy. I'm getting nothing. This is autocrat. Krishna is an autocrat. He may embrace another devotee right before our own eyes. Divine love means mercy. There is no justice. Mercy above justice. Love above power. Divine love means mercy. There's no justice. Divine love is free and may flow anywhere and everywhere. We want to connect ourselves with Vrindavan Leela of Krishna. But we can't make any conditions. There should be no complaint from our side. We must fully accept the ways of the Lord. Krishna may accept us or reject us. We have to take that risk. Only then we can make progress. Although we must be prepared for any unfavorable circumstances, still we must not be discouraged. After all, Krishna is Bhaktavatsal. Everywhere is telling that Bhagavan is Bhaktavatsal. Bhakta doesn't say Gyani Vatsal, Yogi Vatsal, Karmi Vatsal, Bhakta Vatsal. Vatsal means affection, Vatsalya. Vatsalya means the love of a cow for her baby. Baby means Vatsa. Baby cow is called Vatsa. So that intensity, that warmth, that attention, that absorption of a mother cow for her baby, that's called Vatsalya. Bhakta Vatsalya, that type of absorption, that type of intimacy, that type of sweetness and full attention, 24 hours attention and service for the Bhakta. Krishna is known for that. Bhakta Vatsal, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So we must fully accept the ways of the Lord. Krishna may accept or reject us. We have to take that risk. I'm repeating. Only then we can make progress. Although we must be prepared for any unfavorable circumstances, still we must not be discouraged. Why? Because Krishna is most affectionate. His care towards us is most sincere. Krishna's affection towards us has no rival. Because sometimes we forget the nature of the Maya Shakti is to cover us, to make us forget. Krishna's already given each and every single bhakta has received thousands and thousands of favors from Krishna. Thousands and thousands of gestures of love and affection from Krishna. And so many ways and so many places and so many arrangements. But we forget. It's the influence of Maya. And Aparad. Aparad separates us from Krishna. Aparad destroys our memory. We can't remember. Oh, Krishna, you really are my well-wisher. Prabhupada signed his letters by saying you're ever well-wisher. Why? Because his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, signed his letters, you're ever well-wisher. So our Guru, Srila Prabhupada, was always remembering his Guru that actually these good wishes that I'm carrying are the good wishes of my Guru. Well-wishing means good wishes, means ashirvad. You're ever well-wisher. Wish means blessings. I am always blessing you. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is always blessing Srila Prabhupada. And he's carrying those blessings in Guru Parampara. And he's also blessing all of the followers. But we forget. And Krishna, who is the original Adi Ashirvad Vanwala? Who's the original well-wisher? Is Bhagavan. He's giving all the blessings. He is our ever well-wisher. But Maya short circuits. Oh, Krishna, I'm doing so much. Why are you unfavorable to me? Wah, 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 wah. But we should not be discouraged. Krishna's affection towards us has no rival. Can we compare the affection, the love, the attention, the kindness that we've received from Bhagavan Sri Krishna to anyone of this world? Our mother has given us more love and affection, our father, our husbands, wives, lovers, friends, servants, teachers. Have they exceeded Krishna in their affection? Impossible. Because it's all calculated. It's all basically materialistic. Still, Mahaprabhu warns us in this Vrindavan. He says, you're searching after Krishna. Come to Vrindavan. We're searching after Krishna. Krishna is not a sweet ball. He's not a rasgulla. Krishna is not a sweet ball from the market which you can purchase and finish so easily. We are trying to attain the highest of the high. So we must be prepared for anything. The quotation we read was from Prabhupada's, what he called his Shiksha Guru, whom he called his Shiksha Guru, and lifelong friend, Bhakti Rakshak, Nitya Pravishta, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Bhakti Rakshak, Sridhar Dev Goswami has given this intensity of understanding of a darshanan mama tam. How Radharani is saying, Krishna may break my heart by not being present before me. So that experience that Radharani is having in Mahabhav, sometimes there's a separation, sometimes This is the flow of love. In Braj, we are sadhakas, and we have, of course, we're nowhere near that relationship. But we are endeavoring to attain Krishna in Braj, endeavoring to attain Krishna's eternal service in our Siddhadeya in Braj. So he will be playing with us. Krishna, we say, if you read in Jiva Dharma or other places, it talks about Srishti Leela. Leela, this is Srishti Leela, the creation. So creation, Leela, what does the word Leela mean? It means to accept. Leela, Alingata, Alingata La, Lena, to accept the embrace. Alingata means embrace, Leela. So Krishna, this whole Jagat, this whole Srishti Jagat, this creation Leela, it's a Leela, and we are the Jivas, we are the players in this Leela of the Lord. And he comes to embrace us, and he comes to give us his loving embrace. As he deals with his Parishads in Nityadam Vrindavan, he seeks their loving embrace. Their loving embrace. This is Leela. He embraces the Gopas in Sakyaras. He embraces his mother, Yashoda Ananda, in Vatsalya Ras. He embraces Radha and the Gopis and Madhuri Ras. And he's embracing the Jivas. So he's the autocrat. He's an autocrat there, he's an autocrat here. And how he will reveal himself, in what time frame, in what situation, it's in his hand. We have to prepare ourselves. It was a very nice thing. We should prepare ourselves for a lifetime of suffering. This is what it may be. That may be the price, a lifetime of suffering. We want to buy the Rasgulla in the market. Hey, listen, how much is that sweet ball? How much is that Rajbhog? 10 rupees. Here. Here's 10 rupees. Give me. I want the Ras. I want the taste. The squeaky taste of the Rasgulla and the sweet Rasa flowing down my tongue. And the satisfied feeling when it bloop falls into my stomach. Well, there's a nice phrase he made. We must prepared for any unfavorable circumstances. Still, we must not be discouraged. Always remembering Krishna's affection. Prepare ourselves for a lifetime of suffering. We must be prepared for anything. That's what it means when we accept that Krishna is an autocrat. So on the path of bhajan, I'm doing Raganuga Sadhana Bhajan, and we think, oh yeah, this should come, and that should come, and this should come. That's up to him. This is the very same basic point is told in Bhagavad Gita. That simply the living entity has to endeavor. He endeavors and the results are up to Krishna. The success is up to Krishna. We can't control the success. We can't time the success or arrange the success. It's in Krishna's hands. Now the consolation is the Vrindavan, this whole Vrindavan, this Dhamma Vrindavan is most hopeful and full of the highest prospect. Vrindavan is the place of inner satisfaction. And we aspire after that inner satisfaction which is available in Vrindavan and no other plane, no other spiritual plane, be it Vaikuntha, only other spiritual plane, or any level of Vaikuntha, can give that inner satisfaction of Braj, the sweetness, the madhurya, the intimacy, the friendliness, the home feeling that our hearts are hankering for. This is available in Braj. Vrindavan is a place of inner satisfaction. And we aspire after that. What is real joy and ecstasy? We are not really acquainted with that. We really don't know. This is our present trouble. Yet as much as we progress in Krishna consciousness, we shall become conscious of a practical feeling of real joy and ecstasy, beauty and charm. And this will become more and more, and thus we will become more and more encouraged. He's saying, the Acharya is saying that as we do advance through ruchi, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, then there will be a concomitant increase in our own inner joy and inner peace, and as he says, fulfillment. And that experience of that increase in joy and ecstasy within ourselves, within our hearts and minds, that itself will be a source of encouragement. That itself will encourage us to go deeper in our bhajan and to surrender more. Even though Krishna may still be hiding from us and still demanding our more intensive search. Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite. It's not that we run around Vrindavan for a few years and say, Krishna, I looked behind every tree. I looked in every cave. I looked in every kunj on the banks of Yamuna, and still I haven't seen you. Still you haven't shown yourself. What gives? What's up? When will that day be? But it's not that nothing's happening. You leave money in the bank, you have some money, leave in the bank, and you forget about it for years. But every month, every year, there's some interest accruing in your balance. Because banks run like that. You have money in a fixed account or a savings account, then there's some interest. They call it interest. So our devotional interest is accruing and increasing day by day, month by month. And when Krishna wants to, patience. That's why Rupa Goswami, he only describes a few qualities that are required for perfection. And one of them is patience. Utsaha nishchayat dharyat. Utsaha nishchayat dharyat. That we must be extremely enthusiastic. Sustained enthusiasm. One can sustain his enthusiasm when he actually contacts bhakti. If one has not contacted bhakti, even bhakti abhas or any form of bhakti, then his enthusiasm will be short-lived. Enthusiasm is maintained by ever-increasing experience of bhakti, devotion. Bhakti is enthusiasm. If our enthusiasm has stopped or waned, it's because our devotional, our experience of bhakti or our satisfaction of Bhakti Devi has been broken. We have done something to displease Bhakti Devi. Offenses to the Dham, offenses to the name, offenses to Shastra, to Acharyas, to devotees. And bhakti is not happy. So now bhakti is not coming. Bhakti is the fuel. Bhakti is the fuel for enthusiastic endeavor. As long as bhakti is coming in the heart, then the enthusiasm is going on and on. Utsaha nishchayat dharyat. Enthusiasm and steadiness, confidence, conviction, and patience. That is nectar of instruction. So we'll continue there tomorrow. As much as we progress in Krishna consciousness, we shall become conscious of a practical feeling. We'll feel it. Of real joy and ecstasy, beauty and charm. We'll appreciate the charm of Vrindavan and the beauty of Krishna and the charm of his devotees and relationships. It is a real thing, and it grows. And our heart becomes more and more melted, our minds become more and more attracted, and the inner satisfaction and joy rises more and more by this experience of Krishna in service.